I want to take this opportunity to thank Rabbi Leff for coming and saying the Chaburah this morning. And it's really a privilege. Anyone who's heard Rabbi Leff over the weekend, either Thursday night by the Hespedim in Yeshiva Gedola, or has heard him in different venues over the weekend, knows how special his Divrei Torah are, the quality of the Divrei Torah. And I remember the first time I met Rabbi Leff was probably about 20 years ago when Yula brought him for the first time to Los Angeles. And the impact that he made on the community was just unbelievable. I also want to thank Rav Nosson Cohn. What? Oh, yeah, Rav Nosson Cohn over there, from the head of an organization in Bet Shemesh, B'lei Vechod. An organization that works with, in Kiruv, 23 different moshavim in the programs of Kiruv, all different kinds of programs, working with kids at risk, and just
over 100 programs a week.
How many?
Over
100 programs a week. And Rav Nosson Cohn is very close with Rabbi Leff. He consults with him all the time. And Rav Nosson brought Rabbi Leff to Los Angeles to give chizuk to the community here and to say shiurim. And we're now in the middle of a series on Tzchiras Poyalim, but the opportunity to hear from Rabbi Leff on the sugya of Ovidin Ishdina Lenashe. So we're going to this today. We're breaking this one Sunday. It'll be on Ovid Inish, and it's a very big sugya. So whatever Rabbi Leff doesn't cover today, I will try after we finish Tzchiras Poyalim to complete the sugya. And without further ado, I'd like to ask Rabbi Leff. Yeah, a Gemara, Bava Kama,
and a Rambam Hilchos Avodim and Hilchos Sanhedrin.
Okay.
Sanhedrin Avodim.
Sanhedrin.
Let me first be honest with you. When I was contacted by Rabbi Sauer, not only he did nefesh, but I consider an Adam Godel Admaod. And he asked me to give this chabura. My initial reaction was, what do you need me to give a chabura? You have Baruch Hashem Rabbi Sauer. You have... I can come here so I can show you that I can say a chabura. I'm not a bar mitzvah bocher. I want to come to my yeshiva, Kolo. I say chaburas there all the time. I say shiurim there all the time. I don't need to convince you that I can say a chabura, tell you the truth. So, I'm here in Los Angeles. I felt that Chabur, you'll hear from somebody else, but maybe a little bit of an understanding of what Mishpatim Bal Yidom, importance of learning Choshen Mishpat, and what Mishpatei Hashem are would be more important. So I begged Rabbi Sauer to change his mind. And until I came here, he didn't. And Ein Misarvin Legodl, and I said, okay, fine. So that's what Rabbi Sauer wants. That's what I'll do. Yochabur in Ovedin Nishdin Lenafshi. When I got here, before the Hesped, Rabbi Sauer said maybe he reconsidered also. Maybe it's okay if I do what I want to do. But after I see they printed up all these marimakomos and wasted all that paper, I'm going to be efshel kaim shnehem in the time that I have, and I will give you bekitzer nimratz, the chabur an oved inish din lenafshei, and then say what I want to say. the kitzer roshei dvorim and tein lechochem the yech kamod, and you'll be able to on your own fill in the meat and potatoes. I'm going to give you the skeleton. The sugya machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda of Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshi or not. A simple translation of Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshi I see on these Mar Makomos is taking the law into your own hand. We'll see it's not so posh that's what it means. But Rav Yehuda holds that Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshi only when there's a Pseda. When there's a loss, then you're allowed. There's no loss, you're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. And Rav Nachman holds, even if there is no loss, some tircha, whatever, going to Beis Din, and you know that what you're doing is right, then you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. The Gemara brings a raya on Kav Chesom et Aleph from the following case. The Gemara says, Minayin, Toshma, Minayin Lenirtza, Shekolu Lo Yomav, Varabo Misarid Bo Lotzeis, right, an Eved Ivri, who was a Nirtza. So he stayed till Yovel, and now Yovel came, and he doesn't want to leave. Barabo Mesarev Olotzeis, Pashtus, Leirashi learns, for sure most of Rishonim learn, that he's in your house, he doesn't want to leave. So Balabos, the author, wants to get him out of his house. So he fights with him, he hits him, V'chovalbo, V'osobo Chabura, Shu Potter, how do you know that the Odom is Potter for that wounding? Talmud Lomer, Lo Sikhu Kofer Lashuv, Lo Sikhu Kofer Lashov. Special pasuk that you don't take any money, you don't get paid for wounding an Eved who's supposed to go back to become a free person. So Lechora, over here, right? Lechora, there's no Pseida over here. You just want to get him out of your house. So you see, Ovedin is Din Lenafshe, even when there's no Pseida. Pashtus, Tekasha, and Rabbi Yehuda. Someone says, no, Hochma is Kinem, Ba'av de Ganva. There is a Pseida. If you don't get him out of the house, he's going to rob you and rob you out of house and home. Someone says, Ad ho'idin lo gona, v'hash de gona, why'd you leave him in the house before this? He was in your house till Yovel, right? If he was a Ganav, then there was a problem before this, not just now when he becomes a free person. This is no ato yidna have aims to the rabbi ole, hashalesli aims to the rabbi ole. Till now he was afraid of the other, now he's not his other anymore, he's not afraid of him anymore. So therefore it's a pseida, and ovedin ishdin lenafshe, what's it called, you can even hit him, because it's a pseida lekuli alma. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, be'evid shemosol rabbo shivcha kenayis. The halacha over here is not really of an inish din lenafshe. It's a different halacha. The Rav gave him a shivcha kananis, who was mutter to live with as long as he was an eved. Ad ho yidn het teira. Till now he was an eved, he was allowed to live with the shivcha kananis. The hashdi surah, and now it's also for him. So therefore, it's a frushe me surah. Wants to stop the person from being over an issur. So it's not a shail of ovid inish din lenafshe lechara. It's a halacha of Afrushe Meisura. So, Lamaisa, this halacha, right, the fact that you need a teretz is only Lefi Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rav Nachman, that all the Din Lenaf, you don't need any of these terutzim. It's Pasha. right? You're allowed to get the Eved out of your house, even if he's not a Ganav, and there's no Pseida, because all the Inish Dinu Lenafshe. Comes the Rambam, in Hilchus Avodim, and the Rambam paskins, in the middle. Near Shishamosol Rabo Shifka Kanainis, the Igia Yovel, Bahayarabo Misarev Bolotzes, the Rab wants to get him out of the house because he's living with the Shifka. There ain't no Rotzolotzes, he doesn't want to go out of the house. The Chavabo, and he hits him and he damages him. Potter, Sharineser Beshifka. Since he's also Beshifka, so it's Afrushe Mesur. Says the Lechem Mishnah, Lechora, why did the Rambam have to say this case, where he's Mosalo Shifcha Kenanis, and it's Afrushe Meisura? That's only Lefir of Yehuda. The Rambam passings like Rav Nachman, that all the Dinish Dinu Lenafshe Apilu, where there's no Pseida. So why did the Rambam have to bring the case of Eved Kenani and Afrushe Meisura? He could have said Pasha. The Eved doesn't want to leave the house and get him out of the house. Hit him. And your potter. So the Lechem Mishnah asks his kasha. The Lechem Mishnah says like this. He says, where there's no hefsid at all, then everybody holds, even Rav Nachman, that lo avedin is dinu lenafshi. Has to be some hefsid. We'll see one second what that means. And over here, he says, the guy doesn't want to leave your house, so you're allowed to get him out of the house. But who said you're allowed to hit him? Right? Why? Because even though Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshe, here it's not Lenafshe. What Nafgamina is there, I can pull you out of the house, but to hit you? Right? And Dino Lenafshe means there's some kind of Tircha at least, some kind of Pseida to me. So then it's my din. But if there's no Pseida to me at all, it's not my din at all, then it's not Dino Lenafshe. See one second the taich of what Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshe with these means. But in any case, so therefore the Lechem Mishnah says like this, to get the guy out of the house, that's okay. Get the person out of your house. Right? That is already a hefsed. I don't want somebody in my house. But to hit him, that don't have any hefsed to do. Even according to Rav Nachman, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara said this teretz, it was Lefi both days, not only Rav Yehuda, but Rav Nachman also. So Lechem Mishnah. Fido Lechem Mishnah, to get somebody out of your house, somebody occupies your house and you don't want him there, you're allowed to get him out of the house. But since you can do it by taking him out and not, you don't have to hit him, so hitting him is not okay. Hitting him is not okay, even according to Rav Nachman. That's not called Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshe. It's not Nafshe. It's not my din, right? Why do I have to go hit the guy for it? So therefore I had to come on to Afrushe Meisura. The Yamshu Shlomo says not like that. Yamshu Shlomo says, Beferish, that if somebody's in my house, even though we have a klal, that Zen Hanav is Elo Choser, Hador Bechoser Chadeiro, Shlomi Daito, it doesn't have to be, but the Pnei Yeshua says over there, that that's only Lachar Amais. Somebody comes to my house and he says, look, I need a hotel, you don't really charge rent, so I'm moving into your house. Zen Hanav is Elo Choser, Shlomo Lohoye Velo Nivra. I have a bailus on my house, you can't come into my house without my permission. You were there already, Shiloh, have to pay or not, it's a different story. But take away my bailus. Somebody comes into my house, I want him out, I don't like him. No reason why he has to leave my house. I don't like the guy. I don't want him in my house. Bothers me. Says the Yamshu Shlomo, right, Avave, Avadinish Dino Lenafshe. That's called Nafshe. Somebody occupies my house. Not only am I allowed to get him out, I'm allowed to hit him if I have to hit him too. So the Yamshu Shlomo says, but there is not like Lechem Mishnah. That mitzad ovid inish dina lenafshe. That's called a nafshe. I don't want somebody in my house. And if the only way I can get him out is by beating him up, then I'm allowed to beat him up too. That's called lenafshe, not like lechem mishnah. The in order to understand both what's the Pshat and the Lechem Mishnah also, the Gemara says that the Machlokas is the Makom Pseida, Lo Pseida, and the Lechem Mishnah is Mechadish, that there has to be some Pseida. Why? The Gemara didn't say that there's a Nafkamin of how much Pseida. It's Pseida or Lo Pseida. And also, what's Taka Pshat in this Rambam? A choker like this. The din of Ovid Inish din l'nafshe. What does it mean? Beis din has two kochos. There's a koach of being shoftim, and Beis din has a koach of being mevatseya, the din, after they're shofet, the din, so they carry it out. Usually they have a shliach Beis din carry it out. That's a din of a shoftim. Shoftim v'shoftim. The shofet is koveya the din, and the shoter carries it out. The din of Ovid Inish din l'nafshe, you can learn two ways. One, like it says on the paper here, person is allowed to take the law in his own hand. Ovid Inish dina, right? Ovid Inish, a person is allowed to do dina l'nafshe. He's allowed on his own to take the law in his own hands. That's pshat that I know what the law is. The law is X. And now I'm allowed to be mevatseya that law on my own. I don't have to go to Beis Din, Beis Din mevatseya. So I'm taking the role of the shoter, not the shofet. Or you can read it differently. Ovid Inish Dina. A person has the right to be shofet a din. He has a right to be a shofet, to be a Beis Din. When it's l'nafshe. When it's nogeya to him alone. If you listen to the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that's what he says. Ram Hilchos Sanhedrin brings down all the halachas of the Beis Din. In Perek Beis, halacha tes, start with Beis Din Shoshlosha, Shoechem and Ger, Hari's Apostle, all the halachas of what a Beis Din needs, when you need hedyotos, when you need smuchim. And the Rambam says, Afo Pishein Beis Din Pachos Mishlosha, Mutur Le'echod Lodum Min HaTorah, Midivrei Sofrim At Yushlosha, then in Yud Aleph, Echad Shoya Mumchal Rabim, Onot L'Rishus Mibeis Din, Hariz Amutr Lo Lodun Yechidi. The Rambam is going into all the different hechitimses of what constitutes a Beis Din. And then the Rambam says, Yesh Lo Adam Lasos Din Liatzmo, Nyesh B'Lod HaKoach. There's a special halacha, all these halachas of when you need mumchit, when you need three, when a mumchal Rabim can be done Liatzmo. That's only Legabi other people. But if a person is being done a din legabe himself, right, then yesh lo adam lasos din liatzmo im yesh biyado koach. Hol kedash kalachu osa, eino chayv l'troach lohav l'beis din, afo pish lo hoya shom hefse bin achosav, el in sacharu bo l'beis din. That's the din of David inish din l'nafshe. Comes off the Rambam, it's not a din of a shoter. It's not just that a person has a right to be motzi the din l'poel. But he has a right to be a Beis Din Liatzmo. And the taich is then, Ovid Inish Dina, person has a right to make a din al shofet, when it's l'nafshe. But it's not l'nafshe, then you need regular Beis Din. It's only, the exception is when it's l'nafshe. That's what the Lechem Mishnah means. If there's no pseida at all, it does not nogeya to me, then it's not l'nafshe. Then I can't be done din according to anybody.
There's a difference between
Don and Ovid. Yeah, okay, but the Rambam learned that Ovid means, Ovid Dina, means, right, I'm not a Dayan, right, so I'm not Don the Din, but Ovid Dina, but I can shop a Din, right, when it's Nogei L'Nafshi. This Lechor is totally in the following Machlokas. Shaila, therefore, is this a Din in Mishpat, or it's a din in Bitsua HaMishpat? What's a nafkamina? One nafkamina is Huri Paskin, like over here. So normally, Halacha Kerav Nachman Bedine. And most Rishonim Paskin like that. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no, this isn't the Halacha in Dinim. This is Halacha in Isser Vehetar. Are you allowed to hit the guy or not? Right? We're not talking over here about Dinim. The Din is already Oiske Paskin. Shaila is, are you allowed to hit somebody? Are you allowed to do something that normally takes something from somebody or not? That's Isser V'Heter. That's not Din. Memele, the halacha of halacha, Kerav Nachman, the Din, it doesn't apply over here. Memele, Pasen, Zarku, Yehuda. Not called Rishonim, passing like Rav Nachman, and partially because Halacha Rav Nachman Bedina. B'chorah, that's the Shaila. If this is a din in Mishpat, then Erech Rami, Halacha Rav Nachman Bedina. But if it's not a din in Mishpat, it's a din in Bitzua HaMishpat. Are you allowed to do this? It's a din in Esher V'Heter. It has nothing to do with dinim. It's not a Halacha Rav Nachman Bedina. Another Nafkamina, the Rosh says like this. The Rosh says that if somebody comes and hits you, you're allowed to hit him back. You're allowed to save yourself. Ovid in his din of an option. What if you saw somebody else hitting somebody else, not you? Then the Rosh says you're allowed to hit him also if there's no other way to stop him, because Afrushe Mesura, he's over in Isidoraisa of hitting another yid. So you're allowed to hit him to stop him from hitting the other guy. Okay? So the Sma brings down this nafkaminas, whether it's because of Ovid Inishdin Lenafshe or it's because of Afrushe Mesura. But why does the Rosh say in the case where somebody else is not Ovid Inishdin Lenafshe? Because it's not Lenafshe. There's no shaykhas to me. Elamai, I'm allowed to be Mafrish Mesura. It's a separate din. But if it's Nogea to me, the guy's hitting me, then there's a shaykhas to Ovid Inishdin Lenafshe. He's hitting somebody else, it's not shaykh bechlau. But if the din is a din of bitzua hadin, I know what the din is, this guy's not allowed to hit him. And a shliach beisdin would be allowed to stop the, I'm a shliach beisdin. So if that's the case, you don't need a new tam of afushe mesur. Of the inish din lenafshe would apply to both cases. I saw it from the Rosh, that's only where it's lenafshe, is it shaykh to say of the inish din, but when it's not lenafshe, you have to come on to afushe mesur. The Grah in the Ramah brings down a Marik that the whole halach of Ovid Inish Din Lenafshe is to hit somebody, right, or whatever. But to be toe-faced, mammon that you hold is yours, that you're allowed to do even if you hold any Ovid Inish Din Lenafshe. Why, says the Grah? Because that's not Dina. That's Stam Tfisa. That's not Dina. Meaning, where the Inyan is a Din. Right. I have to be a beisdin. Shliach beisdin is a koach of beisdin to hit somebody. Only a beisdin can hit somebody. Or a shliach beisdin. But a shoter can't hit somebody unless he's a shliach beisdin. So what can a shoter do? Once the beisdin passes the din, he can carry it out. But, so there you need mishpat. But tfisa, that's stam din mevatzeya. That's not ovid inish din lenafshe. That's stam a bitzu. If you hold it, ovid inish din lenafshe means Mishpat, then this isn't Mishpat, like the Gros says. That's not Din. Mele, it's not, doesn't go into that cloud. Another Nafkamina would be, the Rosh says in the end of the first parak, in the Sugya of Palga Niska, Knossa, or Mamona, the Rosh says if you hold that Chatzi Nezek is Knas, so you're allowed to be toe-faced the Knas, even though Lo Dainin and Knossus Bavado. Right, you need Dayanim Mumchim. So there's no Dine Knas. But if somebody grabbed the Knas that's coming to him, he can keep it. He brings on him a Rama Levi who argues on him. And the Rama Levi says that's only a Takon of the Rabbanan that you can keep the Knas. But it's not Midin HaTorah. The Rosh holds no, it's Midin of Ovedin Ishdin Lenafshe. So the Chorah, that Halacha, that a knas, that's a chiyuv of knas, is only because of psak beisdin. A modeb knas is potter. What shats, in other words, if bain is regular zikin, so what shats the chiyuv is the hezek. By knas, the chiyuv is shat by the psak beisdin. Before there's a psak beisdin, no chiyuv at all. Right? Or is makis, whatever, clear. So the chora, how could the Rosh hold ovid dine, I onish dine lenafshe? Here there's no din. The din wasn't passed by a beisdin. In order to be a chiyuv knas, there has to be a chiyuv beisdin. So how can I be toe-faced? Clear that the Rosh held that when do you need a chiyuv beisdin? When you need a beisdin. But if ovid inish dina lenafshe, when it's near to me, you don't need a beisdin. I become the beisdin, then I can be koveya the knas too, and I can take it. The Rama Levi holds no. Lamais ovid inish dina lenafshe is only after the mishpat. Once there's a mishpat, you can be mevatseya the mishpat. But the ma'aseh here, there can't be a mishpat because there can't be a beisdin. Only a beisdin can be mechayev a knas. Mele, there's no in. It's only stam takanta the rabbah. So what's the pshat in this Rambam? Right? Why did the Rambam Dafka say this case, according to the Yamsha Shlomo, if somebody's in your house, you can get them out of the house? I say that Pshat around the Rambam learned the Gemara completely differently. The Gemara held in the beginning that what's happening over here is that this Eved doesn't want to leave the guy's house. Right? And therefore, what's it called? The Mayan Nirtzi Shikolo Yomov, the Rabbah Mesarvo Lotzes. Lotzes means to get him out of his house. He doesn't want to leave the house. So the Gemara held, L'chatchila, that that's what's it called, good according to Rav Nachman, because somebody's in your house, it's Dina L'Nafshe. I don't have to keep people in my house I don't want. That's called L'Nafshe. There's no Pseida over here. Right, he's not stealing anything from me. He's not causing me any damage. If I go to Beis Din and get him out of the house, it'll just take a little bit of time. But Lamaisa, my bailus on my house, I don't want this guy here now. I don't want to wait 10 minutes. So the kash is only on Rabbi Yehuda. The chor is no pseida. How can you get him out of the house or whatever? Then the Gemara says, a pasuk. The Gemara says a pasuk. And the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, no, somebody Eved Ganev. And Eved Ganev, so he's a pseida. So the Kulei Alma, you're allowed to get him out of the house. Then comes what's it called, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Why does Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak have to say a different teretz for? What's wrong with the teretz of Ganav? There's another problem over here. If this is Medin, Ovedinish Din Lenafshe, the Gemara didn't bring any psukim before for Ovedinish Din Lenafshe. It's a svara. When you're a pasuk over here, not a minayin. What a minayin? Ovedinish Din Lenafshe. What do you need minayin for? Why do you need a pasuk? And that Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, no, it's not talking bichlal, where the Eved's in the house and you want to get him out. That's not the case. The case is, be'eved shemosel o rabo shifcha kenainis. And the Eved, it could be not in his house at all. Right? And mesaribo lotzeis means lotzeis mi'cheru, me'avdus. Not to get out of your house. It has nothing to do with Ovid Yishlil and Avshet. The guy's not in your house. But you want to be mafrish him, me'isura, from the Shifcha Kananis. Ay l'chor v'tzafrushe misura. Why is that? What do you need a pasuk for? And why is it only the Rav? It's mashu tzedin in the Rav. The Rav has a right to do this. But somebody else l'chor should do it. Anybody can be mafri somebody misura. Now it's not talking where his mom is living with that Shifcha Kananis right now. It means that if he refuses to go out free, right, then he wants to remain like an Eved and eventually he's going to live with a Shifcha Kananis. Lafrusha Mesura on what's going to be in the future, that nobody can do. That you need a pasuk for. The pasuk has to come and tell me that over here, it's taka, a din of the Rav. The Rav has a chiyuv to make sure this Eved gets out and acts like a ben chorin. That's a pasuk. Lo sichu kofer lashav. Special din in the Rav. That it's nogeya to him. Now it could be because of a din is din lanafshe. Because it's lanafshe. And now he can dig the din, even without any hefset. There's no hefset to the Rav. He's not in his house. Lotzeis over here doesn't mean to get out of the house, which would be an inyan hefset. Lotzeis means lotzeis mi avdus. And I'll prove it to you. Listen to the Rambam, the next Rambam. The next Rambam uses the same lotion for the case like this. The case is, afalpi shiniyak vein. Ben, ain't a nirtza over this a ben. Okay, one second. No, there is it. Oh, hamocher atzmo ain't a nirtza. Ava machru beizdin. The evit va ovat sheish. The lo rotza lot sheish. How is a nirtza? Right? Well, lot sheish over here is nothing to do with going out of the guy's house. He means he doesn't want to go out of Avdus. That's what the Gemara learned. The Gemara says, until now we thought it was a push of the din of Ovedin Shanafshe because the guy's in the house. But it has nothing to do with being in the house. And therefore you need a special pasuk because Al Fufrusha Misura for what may be in the future that nobody's allowed to do. But the Torah told me that the Adam has a chiyuv to make sure that his Eved goes out for Cheres. And therefore, now it becomes Dina L'Nafshe. Now it's Dina L'Nafshe. He's allowed to hit him too. Right, but that needs a pasuk to tell me that's the Adam's responsibility. Without turning its own responsibility, there's no Dina L'Nafshe. Okay. Have you got something out of that? No. Okay. notion, Mishpat Chabura, learning Mishpatei Hashem, is a tremendous thing. Aside from the fact that Rabbi Shiner said that it would ever be learning here, would have that ripple effect, and but learning Choshen Mishpat is a Dover Miyuchat. The Torah says that Pasuk says, "Lo'asachein l'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yidom haleluka." I understand that Chukim, the Rabban Hashem, didn't tell to goy. They don't know about Paraduma, they don't know about Shabbos, they don't know about Chukim. But Mishpatim, Goyim also have Shabbat Mitzvah Noach. They also have a chiyuv of creating a system of law. They are Mishpatim. So what's Shabbat Mishpatim Val Yidom? Chukim Val Yidom. What's Shabbat Mishpatim? And the same kash you can ask, the Torah, Rabban Shalom offered the Torah to the Goyim, and they asked what's in it. So the Rosh told them, Ritzicha, Geneva, Lechora, they're chayiv in that as Shevet Mitzvei Noah. What do they gain by not being Mekabel the Torah? They're chayiv in Shevet Mitzvei Noah. The Rosh should have told them the extra things in the Torah. You have to keep Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Hilchos Taras and Mishpacha. That was, but Geneva and Ritzicha, anyway, they're chayiv. So what do they gain by being Mesarit? Let me tell you a few nekudas. Not as much as the time will permit. First of all, the emes is that kol haTorah kula is chukim, and even the mishpatim are chukim, and all the chukim also have a mishpat to them. The shaila is only what the majority is, but ultimately everything is a chok. The black and white areas of those things that seem like the Rambam calls them mitzvah sichlios, are seichelde, murder. Yeah, okay, to go up to somebody and shoot somebody in the head in the middle of the street, just like this, everybody knows that's wrong. Yeah. But how about abortion? Those are the gray areas. Is that murder? Right? I'm sure here in the streets you can hear plenty of logical explanation. I would never want to debate a pro, what's it called, a pro-abortionist. Just mitzad haseichel. Mitzad haseichel, there are plenty of seicheldik arguments. But it's awesome, because the Rebbe Shem said it's awesome. Because it's murder. How about euthanasia? Not little people in Asia, but mercy killing. I could hear a very logical argument for mercy killing. Somebody wants to end his life, and he's suffering. He's 119 and three quarters, and all you have to do is give them an overdose. Makes sense not to do it. No. But it's awesome. That's also Ritzicha. So the black and white areas of Ritzicha are maybe Seicheldik. But the gray areas are Lav Dafka Seicheldik. They are Chukim. Just as much as any other Chok. And even the Chukim, Paraduma, there's ideas behind Paraduma. But the majority is a Chok. So the Netziv says, Yaseres Adibros, Laman Yarichun Yomecho, Alho Adoma. He says, one would think that Chukei Hashem, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, how you do the mitzvah. But Mishpatim, Kibbut Avoheim, he learns a mishpat. What difference does it make if it's in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz? It's a Seichel Dika thing, you're supposed to honor your parents. What difference does it make if it's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz? Vice versa, he says, not. That even what we consider mishpatim, but they're also chukim. And there's an afkamina with Eretz Yisrael, chutz laaretz, what the mitzvah is. So that is, and that's why the Sanhedrin had to be near the Mizbeach. Right? Ve'ela mishpatim. Right before that, the Smichus is in Mizbach Adoma, Tivneli. That the Sanhedrin had to be the Mizbeach. Just like the Mizbeach is a ruchniistic thing that's makar of you to the Rabban Shalom. Mishpatim are not just to create a functioning society. They're not merely, the Sanhedrin is not just there to carry out society laws. But they're the same kiruv to the Rabban Shalom through Mishpatim as through Chukim or through the Mizbeach. That's why the Sanhedrin had to sit opposite the Mizbeach. And that's why the Rav says, the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, which is l'chore hanhogos sichlios, things that goyim know also. They also know you have to behave properly, and there has to be derech eretz between people in order that society should be able to exist. But it's not by us, it's not like that. It's Moshe Kibbutz told me the same Kabbalah Satorah Misinat, the same Mesorah that says the halachas of Kashrus and Tarfis is the same halachas that say the halachas of Mishpatim. It's not just there should be a functioning society. The same chukim that bring you closer to the Rabban Shalom and that come from the Mesorah of Sinai. Give an example. Dalet Vehei. It's in Hilchas Nezikim. Okay, sure, whatever it could be. There's a seichel dikazach to the thing also, right? You're mevatel the shore from malacha and the set, less malacha. Yet, the Vilna Gaon says that this inyan of Dalet Vehei has shiroshim lamala that have nothing to do with nezikim or whatever. It says, the pasuk says, ish achas me'elef matzasi, the Isha lo matzosi. So the Gemara learns on that, it's going on the Chet HaEgel, that one out of 1,000 were chote by the Chet HaEgel, and no women were chote. Says the Gro Lechora, one out of 1,000, that means that there were only 600,000 men, so 600 people were chote. And the Torah says, Vayiplu mi Yisrael kish loshes al feish. Why 3,000 were killed and only 600 were chote? So says the Gra, since they wanted to take the shore from the Maisa Merkava, so they were chayiv, hey, Tami, how much is 5 times 600? 3,000. So the 600 that died were like 3,000, kishloshes alfeish, because of Dalet Vehei. Dalet Vehei is halachas nezikin, halachas in society, no. It's a Himmelsach. And the opposite is also true. The Chorim makes sense because the person had to carry the seh. The Ganav was Mavaza himself, so we take one off. You were Nicha to do that. Makes sense. Take one off. The Tashlumim goes to the Nigzel. We're taking one off from him because this guy's Mavaza himself. What does Hashem do? So you see, the Mishpatim and the Chukim. There's no line between civil law and religious law in halach. Another example. Says somebody doesn't give back an oval, doesn't give back a mashkin. And the oni comes and he cries his heart out to the Rabbanu Shalom. He didn't give me back my bed to sleep in, my mattress. Took my mattress as a mashkin. He's supposed to give it back every night. So v'shamaki kichanun oni. It's a pillar ploy. Here this usher loaned the guy money. He's afraid that the guy's going to skip town and not pay it. So he wants to hold on to a marshal. At least I'll get the mattress back. Right? I'll get the value. So he takes the mattress from the oni and he holds on to it. Torah says, no, you have to give it back every night. Right, what's that going to help? Lamai said, the guy's going to skip town at night. I'm afraid tonight's the night. So I don't give him back his mattress. Okay? I didn't take ribbons from the guy. I'm not forced to... pressuring him to give me back. I'm being a tremendous malve, and this scoundrel Lover has the chutzpah to daven to the Rabban Shalom. I give his mattress back one night because I'm afraid he's going to skip town, and the Rabban Shalom listen to him. If I was the Rabban Shalom, I'd strike that guy with a lightning bolt. Well, you kofli tova, the guy gave you a loan, he didn't take any interest in you, he just wants some security to get his loan back, and you have the chutzpah to daven against him. You look at the Rashbam, I think the Rashbam means what I'm going to tell you. Enochinami. Mitzad Hadin, Seichel. Right. What does Oni have a right to daven like that? But the Shomati Kichanun Oni. The Malve has a Chiyu, the Holachta Bidrochot. Mahu Afato. Mahu Rachum Afato. Mahu Chanun. Chanun means Matnes Chinam. You should have given it to him for free. I see. You can expect the money back. It's very nice. You have a right to do that. But you have a chiyuv to halachta b'drochav, and therefore the shamati, not because he's right, but because you have to be kichanun oni, you have to be chanun, that's why I listen to him. That has to do with civil law, nothing to do with civil law. One last example. We'll see another in. The Torah says a religious law, right? Bosa basod the treifa, okay? Lo sochlu rakelav tashlich nosa. So we all know the Midrashim, why give it to the Kelev? Because they kept quiet by Mitzrayim. The Dazakenu Bale Atosa says a different word. Dazakenu says, why do you give it to the Kelev? He says, because in every herd, there's usually a sheepdog that watches the herd. So now you have a sheep that you can't eat. So show a little Hakoras HaTov to the dog, right? He's watched the sheep faithfully for you. Give him what you can't eat from the herd. Let him benefit from this herd too. Daskanim says, but there's a little bit of problem. You know why you have an animal that you can't eat from this herd? Because the dog didn't do his job. Because Boser Basar the Trefa, the lion came, a wolf came, and was Toref this animal, made a Trefa. So you're going to reward the dog for what he didn't do his job? He says, yeah. Maisa, all the other times he did his job. So one time he didn't do his job. So that's also Hakara Satov. Right? That's how you treat a dog. You're supposed to learn from that, Lechora. Sometimes you have people who do you favors and they're good friends, and then they do one not good thing to you, and it erases everything. You don't treat a dog like that. So this is a kashrus law. But the Maisa has ramifications to being Adam Lechadeva. So there's no line of distinction between religious, spiritual laws and laws of society in the Torah. All the laws of society have as much ruchnius in them and chukim in them, and all the laws of kashrus and spiritual laws have in it bein adam lechaveiro also. Another difference. So that's the difference between mishpatei Hashem, mishpatim val yedom. Those mishpatim, they have mishpatim. Mishpatim that are totally bein adam lechaveiro. Just society, laws to keep society going. But laws that have their shiroshim, lamala, those mishpatim, the Rabbanim have never told the goyim. It's more than that. Because by goyim, the whole inyan of mishpatim is just to keep society going. And it's all dependent on rationale, human reasoning. So human beings have the ability to distort anything and make from right wrong and wrong right and straight crooked and crooked straight. It's a famous story. It's a medrash. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Eliezer, Eved Avraham, once went to Sodom. And he was mugged. The guy left him bleeding on the ground, but Eliezer was a gibor. So he got up, and he chased the mugger, and he caught him. And he dragged him to Beis Din, to the shoftim in Sodom. The Shoftim's names were Sheker, Chazov. These were the names of the Shoftim, the Gemara says. So the judge says to Eliezer, what would you like? What's the problem? He said, this guy mugged me. He said, yeah. Tell me, did he make you bleed? He said, yeah. Then you owe him $50 for bloodletting. Eliezer wasn't an idiot. So he punched the judge in the mouth, made him bleed, and he said, look, whatever you owe me, pay him. It's a nice, cute story. Gemara doesn't tell us cute story. What's the pshat? Pshat is, you would think that Sodom was a lawless place. No, it wasn't a lawless place. There were laws in Sodom. There were judges in Sodom. The laws were crooked. The judges were crooked. That's mishpatei b'nei adam. When it suits you, you can distort anything and make right into wrong. In the 1960s, here you can appreciate this in California. In the 1960s, there was a revolution on the college campuses. And they created a new morality. The new morality wasn't a new morality. It was the old immorality. Except if you put three letters in front of it, N-E-W, you can change immorality and it becomes morality. That's the koach of a person. Right? And that's why if there's no Yiras Hashem, if the mishpatim are not grounded and rooted and anchored by Mishpatei Hashem, then they can come to the worst distortions. And that's why Avraham Avinu told Avimelech, they were refined people, they had laws, but Rak ein Yiras Hashem b'makom hazeh v'arguni al devar ishti. And it tells Rosh Yeshiva says even more than that. later on by Paro, when they wanted these midwives to kill little babies. So what does it say? Vatirena hamiyaldos esto elokim v'lo'osu. You have to be a Yerushalayim not to kill little babies. You have to be a mensch. You have to be a human being. Yerushalayim, you need to keep Shabbos. But not to kill little babies, says the Tosra Shivia. Look at Nazi Germany. Right? They kill little babies with a passion. Except they had to make a new morality to make it okay. It's not murder anymore. It's okay. It's ethnic cleansing. So yeah, you need not to kill little babies, but Tirena Hamialdo says to Elohim. You need Yirah Shemayim. So that's what the Goyim gained. They're going to get not the Geneva and Ritzicha from the Rabbanu Shalala. They're going to get Geneva and Ritzicha from their Das. That they can handle. But that the Rabbanu Shalala should dictate what Geneva is and what Ritzicha is, that they're not interested. With their own das, there's no problem with Al-Kharba Chotichye and Lo Sirtzach. And there's no problem with Yodav HaKol V'Yad Kolbo and Lo Signo. We can drape things around any way we want. But to accept Chukim, Mishpatim, that are also Chukim, that are rooted in Ruchnias, that the Rabbanu Shalom is Koveya, that we're not interested in doing. And that's why the Gross is an interesting word. It says on the Pasuk, Miyamino Eishdos Lamo. He said, Lamaisa, Goyim read from left to right. Yidden read from right to left. So when the Rabbanu Shalom showed them the Luchos, which Luach did they see first? The Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So they assume that Torah is logical and, we deal with it in a logical way. And therefore, they weren't willing to accept something that didn't make sense to them because it's a stira to their bracha of Al-Khar B'Chotichye or Yodav B'Kol V'Yad Kol Bo. But we, Miyamino Eishtos Lama, we read from right to left. We saw the Luach of Anochi Hashem Elokecha and all the Inyonim Chukim, the Mitzvah Shamios, like the Rambam says. And therefore we understood that the second Luach also is along those lines. Therefore we said Nasa D'Nishma. They had a problem. They saw the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the Stama Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Melech were willing to accept the rest of the Torah either. It could be that one more prat. Sefer Vayikra starts, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban. So Rashi brings there, Madna Limud. Adam ki yakriv, just like Adam Arishan didn't bring from Gesel, so you also shouldn't bring from Gesel. Korah, it's such a roundabout thing. Avram didn't bring from Gezadim because there was nobody else to steal from. So Mele, he didn't steal. It says Mikem. Could learn from that, right? Lochem. We learn the Loa Gozel by Lula. Like Dafka over here, did Rashi bring down the Drosha of Adam Kiyakri? Now you would think that Gezel is Osir because it harms people. Right? So you can't steal because you're hurting somebody else. But what happens if you're stealing? It wouldn't hurt anybody else. There's nobody else to hurt. But it would be shayach, a cheftza of gezel. But nobody gets hurt. We such a echitimtza. Or the marisha. We shayach gezel by him, but nobody be hurt because nobody else. Still couldn't bring from gezel. Because gezel is not wrong because it affects other people. Gezel is wrong because an adam doesn't steal. And if you want to bring a korban, you have to be an adam. Because a behemoth doesn't bring in other behemoths, a korban. Adam ki yakriv mikem. That's connected the whole philosophy, which is rooted here, of consenting adults. You can be a behemoth in your own home, if you close the curtains and everybody agrees, and nobody's getting hurt, you're not hurting anybody, live and let live. You do your thing, they do their thing, everybody's shalom alai nafshi. As long as you don't hurt anybody, you could be a behemoth. That's not in the Torah. The Torah, afilu, under closed doors, behind curtains, with everybody consenting, you still have to be a mensch. Midos are not only because of your haftariach kamocha, but because of the halachta bitrocha. Two nekoros around them, says, for midos. One, how it affects other people, and one, how it affects you, and your tzura sa'adam. So all the mishpatim, true, they have an aspect of them of creating a functioning society. But even where they don't affect anybody else, they affect you personally as a mensch. A mensch has to be oset tzlok o mishpat. That's what the Rebbe Shem saw in Avraham Avinu, that he would convince his children and those after him, ki yadativ, leman ha-shiyitzav, es bonav, es beso achrav, lishmor derech Hashem, es midos tovos, volachta bedrachav, lishmor lasot tzlok o mishpat. The mishpat wouldn't come only from a consideration of what's going to make a functioning society. But lishmor derech Hashem, because a mensch has to be volachta bedrachav, the male has to be tzlok o mishpat. Not because how it affects other people, how it affects you. That's the difference between mishpatei Hashem emes, tzadku yachdav, and mishpatei b'nei adam, and that's why mishpatim bal yadom. So those who learn mishpatim, not only are you benefiting society, benefiting yourself, and that is the yisod of kol haTorah kula. So learning these mishpatim, are a tremendous yisod in kol haTorah kula. So mitzvah Matzliach, Baruch Hashem, tremendous Morei Derech over here, and Rosh Yeshivas, and Bali Chabura, and you don't need Egel Hazov from the outside like me to give you really quality things, and Yitzhak Hashem take advantage of it, and next time you invite me back to listen to a Chabura.